Romney wins in Michigan. It was a blowout, wasn't it? It was crazy. He steamrolled. Rick Santorum should drop out.
It was what, 3 points?
In Michigan.
In Michigan, his home,
in Michigan.
Home state.
Now, it was a blowout in Arizona. Pat blames the Mormons.
In Arizona? Yes. Yeah. Yes, they do.
I blame the stupid people.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I don't think, you know, it's not shocking. He was leading in the polls by double digits leading up to the event, and he won by double digits.
But anyway, so he...
Pat blames the Mormons.
He do. I said this morning in a meeting, I said, what happened there? And he's like, that's a Mormon. And he's like, Mormons?
I don't know if I said it with that kind of disgust.
That's the way I heard it. The Mormons. I don't know if that's true. Maybe it is.
Yeah.
You do? You really?
There's a large Mormon population.
But come on. Are you really saying, because I'm a Mormon.
It's not.
I'm not. You're a Mormon. We're not for,
no,
we're usually, for Santorum.
Usually for the most conservative. But in Utah, I think you're going to find Romney will win there big.
Oh, yeah.
Arizona, obviously. Nevada. In these Mormon states, he's going to win.
Listen to me. Mm-hmm.
And Santorum's the more conservative.
This should be for Catholics as well. Don't vote for the guy who holds the card of your church. Mm-hmm. Vote for the guy whose principles you agree with.
Exactly.
Here's a Mormon supporting a Catholic, and the Catholic supporting the Mormon, that's fine. It doesn't matter. But please, Catholics, don't vote for Rick Santorum because he's Catholic, and don't vote for a Mormon because you're a Mormon and he's a Mormon. That's ridiculous.
Or don't not vote for him because he's Mormon or Catholic.
Don't vote for somebody because they're a Democrat or a Republican. Can we please?
Well, can I exonerate? Can I exonerate the Mormons in Arizona for this vote? Exit polling shows 14% of the vote in the primary was Mormon. So even if 100% of it went to Mitt Romney, he still would have won by 6. In reality, he did win the Mormon vote by Romney won the Mormon vote by a razor thin margin of 93-3.
93 to, told you,
over Ron Paul. But that being said,
93-3 over, and Ron Paul was second.
Yeah, Santorum and Gingrich both pulled in the whopping 2% of the Mormon vote. But that being said, it was only 14% of the entire electorate anyway.
Ron Paul.
Yes, Ron Paul.
Help me get my arms around this. How do you, if you're somebody who is abiding by the principles taught by the church, how are you going for Ron Paul?
Wait, but isn't that what you just said? Not to vote for the person who's from your church, to vote for the principles.
No, principles. That's what I'm saying. If you are living by the principles of the church, how are you going with Ron Paul?
Well, what Ron Paul principles are you specifically
legalizing abortion? I mean, legalizing prostitution. And drugs.
Yeah.
I think you'd be thinking,
he's not going to be able to do that anyway, and you'd probably blow that off.
I mean, it's not exactly at the tippy top
of his
platform.
Isn't that pretty much where we got with Barack Obama? Mm-hmm. Oh, he's not really a Marxist dictator. Mm-hmm. We should just blow that off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Need I remind you, we're talking about
3% of the vote.
3% made that decision.
I know. So. Mm-hmm.